What's up and welcome to Undertin Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. Of course, this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. If you want to get this episode plus many more just like it, you can go to undertinfitness.com. There's over 80 episodes there. Plus, if you join the members area, you can get super secret podcasts and workouts. Best part about that is it's less than $5 a month. And today is a very exciting episode because on the phone with me, we have a friend of mine, and she's a model. She's an actress, and she stays fit, and she works out. She tried one of the workouts. With me on the phone right now is Shanna. What's up, Shanna?
Hey, not much. Just working on my house today. How's your day going?
My day is going good. So a little bit about Shanna. You're a model and an actress, and by that, you have to stay in a decent shape for that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And what do you typically do to stay in shape?
Typically, I go to your classes a couple times a week, and besides that, I just stay active on a daily basis. I like to be active around the house or around town, just going out and about. I walk a lot. I like to hike. Hiking is pretty big for me. I'd have to say that's the biggest way I stay in shape when I'm not going to the gym.
And Colorado Springs is a great venue for that. And now you're moving to California, correct?
Yes, I am. And I don't really hike when I'm out there, but I still stay really active. I'm always running errands and doing things with my friends. So they keep me pretty active. At least there's that.
Yeah, and you are busy. You're a mother, right?
Yes, I am. And my daughter definitely likes to play and run around, so she keeps me on the go as well.
So you like to play as well. So when your daughter says, hey, let's go run around, you're like, hey, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I like to swing with her, and I also really like to play soccer with her, and I like to play basketball with her a little bit. She's still learning, and she's not the best at it yet, but she likes it, so.
Okay.
It's fun.
And do you ever struggle with not wanting to work out? Do you ever say to yourself, yeah, I'd rather just not?
I do. I actually really do not like going to the gym or working out normally. I like the classes because it's fun to work with small groups, but before I started working out with you guys, I had a huge problem with working out because I had a Planet Fitness membership and I just could never get myself to go to the gym. I hated it. I really didn't like working out. I had no fun with it, and there was just nothing to motivate me. I feel like when I need to get motivated, I like to be around other people, and I like to have other people doing the same thing with me because it does help motivate me and it helps me stay focused. And I always feel way better after I work out than I did before. So it's like I like it in the sense that I like how it makes me feel. I just don't like the getting out to do it process.
It can be challenging. And that's one of the things with health and fitness that I've struggled with too. And if you don't make it fun and enjoyable, you're not going to stick with it.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I like the gym, because of the fact that you guys keep it pretty fun. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's fun when I just go and work out on equipment at normal gyms, and it just doesn't entertain me. I get bored with it, and it's painful, and it's not fun. So hard for me to stick to it if I'm working out alone.
So the gym is like, it's almost like a social aspect.
Yeah, it's a social aspect, and it helps me to where it's like, I'm motivated. There are people that I can talk to. It's a little bit more entertaining. I'm not the only one doing it. And then I kind of want to push myself to be as good, if not better, than the other people. Like, with my workouts, I try to push myself a little bit harder than I would just working out alone. Because working out alone, it's just kind of like, eh, I'm going through the motions, whatever. When you do it with other people, it's a little bit more competitive.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can set goals, and it helps you keep pace. If you see your buddy over there, they're moving, and you're tired, and you're like, well, they're doing it. I guess I can keep going, too.
Yeah, it makes it to where it gives you that extra little push. Even if you can only do one or two more push-ups, it gives you a little bit of a push to where you're like, I want to try.
Yeah.
Instead of, okay, I'm done.
And you got the chance. You went with me and Brittany, and we did a workout in the park the other day. What'd you think of that Under 10 Fitness workout?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I liked it. I actually really liked working out in the park instead of the gym for once, because I really like to be outside on nice days, and it was fun. I liked it a lot. My arms were really sore from the gym from the night before, so I feel like I didn't do as good on my arms as I should have for that video. I felt like I was a little bit wimpy in it, but besides being a little bit wimpy because my arms were sore, I feel like I did okay. I did good on the squat.
You kept going, and the goal of Under 10 Fitness really is movement. You got 9 minutes. Move for that 9 minutes. Push yourself as hard as you can. Take rest when needed, of course, but then once that 9 minutes up, you're done. You've done your workout, and you can get on with the day. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard was the workout, 10 being the most difficult thing you've ever done in your life?
Well, for the squats, I'd have to say that was maybe a 5. They weren't that bad. And then the arms were easily an 8 for me, but that's just because they were sore from the night before. I feel like if I would have had a few days in between, I would have done a little bit better.
Oh, so maybe we should retest you with this workout, huh?
I think so. I think I could do a little bit better next time.
Yeah, give you another shot at it. Well, and I mean, that's just life. We're not always going to feel 100%. Some days we're going to be sore. Some days we're going to be tight. Some days we're just not going to be as strong as others. And so that's something to account for as well. So don't beat yourself up about that. The good news is that you got through the entire workout. You spent the 9 minutes with us. You worked out and you got through it.
And I kept trying the entire time. I didn't stop or anything other than going to get a drink. I stuck with it. So at least I can give myself that.
Yeah, so thanks for taking the time to work out with us. That was a lot of fun. And that video is actually free. So if you go to under10fitness.com, it's right up there and you can check that workout out. You can try it and see how you do and challenge yourself a little bit. So now you're going to be making this transition to a new state and you're going to have to try to figure out what you're going to do with health and fitness. Have you thought about that at all, Shanna?
I thought about it a little bit because of the fact that I do have friends that do the P90X stuff.
And yes.
I just don't hang out with them all the time because we both have really busy schedules. So depending upon how often I can hang out with them, I kind of want to start doing that with my friends. And hopefully I can do that and get in shape a little bit better. I know I've definitely seen huge improvements with them doing it. And I would love to have them as workout buddies. So I'm hoping that that'll happen.
Yeah, you'll have to stay on top of it. You'll probably have to be the ringleader of that one.
Maybe. I don't know, because they're pretty good at working out, and I'm pretty good at following and stuff, and they've been doing it longer than me.
Yeah, so you can just tag along and jump on that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I found as well with health and fitness is just having a buddy to work out with. And that's why I've had a trainer for such a long time is because, it's accountability, and it makes it fun.
Yeah, it definitely makes it a lot better. I mean, I wish I would have done it sooner. I had people telling me that I should sooner, and I just kind of kept putting it off because I didn't think I would like it. And when I tried it, I actually liked it. I was like, oh, maybe I should have done this earlier.
Yeah. But I know you're busy. You're going to be out there in California pursuing your modeling and acting career. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm also going to be hanging out with friends and family, and it'll be nice. I love California.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a new beginning, and it's definitely very exciting. You're young. You're in your early 20s. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm only 22.
Yeah, so a lot of fun. Very exciting. I'm very excited for you. Now, do you have an Instagram or a Twitter or a Facebook or something that you want to maybe let people know about and they can go check you out and maybe follow your journey on your way to becoming a famous actress?
Yeah, definitely. If you guys want to follow me, you can follow me at Nikki Huntsman, NikkiHuntsman. And that's both my Instagram and my Twitter.
All right, so there you go. If you want to follow Nikki Huntsman, you can find her there on all these social media platforms. And she's always Facebooking and tweeting and sharing some fun stuff, so you can check her out, follow her. Definitely a lot of fun there. And Nikki, if you want to check back in with Under 10 Fitness, you're always welcome to. And there's lots of free workouts there and stuff that you could probably follow along with as well while you're out there in California. And hopefully we'll stay in touch and keep each other updated on our journey towards health and fitness.
I definitely plan on it, and who knows, if I'm ever back in town, maybe I'll stop by the gym and work out sometime.
Yes, a little celebrity workout. You can pop into Tri-Pillar Fitness. That is a official sponsor of Under 10 Fitness. That's Tri-Pillar Fitness. Thanks again for being on the show, and we'll check back in with you later. Again, this is Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith, and remember, stay motivated.